Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in our dark island skies. As usual, we are fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal, and we welcome him back right now. Hey, Chris, what's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, can still be seen in the southern eastern sky after sunset. Venus will also still be visible in the east before dawn. The moon this week is approaching its first quarter phase, which means conditions for stargazing will still be great.
And you mentioned Venus. Obviously, that's the big story at the moment.
Right. So last week saw the incredible discovery of molecules called phosphine on the planet Venus, made by an international team of astronomers led by Cardiff University in the UK and using the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope atop Mauna Kea. Phosphine is what planetary scientists refer to as a biomarker, a signature that could be indicative of the presence of extraterrestrial life. Although we are yet to confirm the presence of life on Venus, this discovery is quite possibly the most important scientific discovery in the history of the human race.
And phosphine can also be produced by natural processes, so how do we know it's not that kind of thing?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Phosphine can be produced in a variety of different ways, but in nowhere near the concentrations that we are seeing on Venus. And potentially, the origin of this phosphine could be microbial life in the clouds of Venus.
That place seems so hostile. How could it even be possible?
Well, if this phosphine is the byproduct of microorganisms, then they will be existing in the upper atmosphere of Venus, away from the crushing pressures and searing temperatures of the surface. In the high clouds of Venus, the temperature is equivalent to, say, an average day in Hawaii.
And it would be a big deal if they exist, huh?
Absolutely.
And it's certainly a lot different than what we thought ET might look like.
Indeed.
And with all this talk about Mars, scrap that. We're heading to Venus. What's the plans for that?
Right, change of plans. In fact, by fluke, a joint European-Japanese mission called BepiColombo will be making a flyby of Venus and may be able to study it on its way past. And also, of course, NASA and the Russian Space Agency are proposing missions to visit Venus and sample the cloud.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer, which you can find at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.